This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
But tonight, we've got very special guests.
We do.
On the line. At around 8:30, we're going to say.
Yes. We're going to talk to Rin and Sophie, who do a blog called Rofi Does, and it is so funny, Dave. It makes me laugh so much.
It is the first time we're having bloggers on a show, which is always interesting because I've always wanted to talk to bloggers about what they do and whatnot.
So. We love bloggers.
We do. I mean, I like blogging myself.
Yeah.
But look, you know what, Jade? Before we came into the studio tonight, I'm still kind of like, trying to not chuckle as I'm talking now, because you told me something really funny before we came on air, and throughout this whole time, throughout listening to Mates of State, I've been thinking, don't bring up Jade and her near run-in with glamour photography. But I have to say, what on earth is going on with you wanting to get glamour shots?
I am not wanting to get any glamour shots. Like, you know how ridiculous I act over any shots that we have taken for our show. But, you know, I was at my parents' house on the weekend, mistake number one. And I don't go out there very often, Dave. So when I do go out there, I get talked into things I wouldn't normally get talked into. And meanwhile,
glamour shots are one of them.
Glamour shots are one of them. My mom just has this guilt thing that she does. I have stipulated I will not wear a dress. And I figure if I can win on that, at least I'm not going to go away completely, you know, deflated from the situation.
But, you know, the Different Strokes photo shoot that we do maybe once a year, we're still working on a calendar. it's not quite up to scratch as, you know, a professional glamour photography studio's work.
What are you talking about? Nick does a great job with our photography.
I know, but he doesn't put like three different types of foundation on us.
No, it's true, but he does Photoshop us.
I don't look like, you know, I was made in Taiwan, although judging by my Asian persuasion, could have been. But, you know, look, on tonight's show, I'm going to try to forget the fact that you might be doing a glamour shot.
I'm expecting you to come up with some poses for me. So, you know, I'm going to have to.
I'm going to try to get through the whole night without trying to imagine you with all this foundation and wearing a dress and posing in front of a camera, because I might just combust and I might just crack up at the most inappropriate times.
Yes, okay.
But later on the show, look, we have got, you actually have got the new Foals album.
Yes, I was listening to Foals' latest album. It's actually the second album. It's called Total Life Forever. So I'll catch you up on what's happening with that later on.
Yep. But in the meantime, coming up right after this, I'm going to bring up a TV show called Who Do You Think You Are?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not the Spice Girls or anything related to the Spice Girls.
It's stuck in my head now.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn you.
I know, we should cue music.
Yeah.
But Who Do You Think You Are is a genealogy TV show. It's like a documentary.
Yep.
So we'll talk a bit more about that. In the meantime, I feel like bumping to some old school Janet Jackson.
You haven't played Janet Jackson for ages.
I know. I don't normally play Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
And I don't normally play Madonna, but I'm going to get my gay on tonight.
Oh, really?
Just, yeah.
Feeling stereotypical, okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
No share.
I am wearing my Tegan and Sarah t-shirt today, so I shouldn't be judging.
Yeah, we're being cliche tonight.
You must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows, because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, for the first time ever, you're bringing in a show that I haven't watched.
Oh, yeah. And it's not like...
Because you're Mr. I don't watch TV.
It's true. Like, you know, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, wasn't it, that Modern Family was on?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Yesterday was the first time I've actually watched TV on TV.
Yeah.
Because I normally either watch TV on the laptop, which we have acquired by some magical source off the intranets.
The interwebs is...
Is magical.
Yeah, it's magic. It's it got gives all me kinds TV. Of gifts. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I normally watch TV there or I watch TV on DVD.
Yeah.
So, you know, I rarely ever sit in front of the TV to watch TV.
Yeah, I don't either. I watch sport live and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Even that, like, you know, I'm sure you can acquire by some other means. Yes. But the TV show I am talking about tonight, Jade, I don't think... I mean, you said you've never heard of it, so...
Oh, I have heard of it because... I watch Ellen, cliche. And she has mentioned on the show before, she had Lisa Kudrow on the show, who I believe hosts the American version of this show, right?
Yeah, so it's called Who Do You Think You Are? It's basically like a documentary genealogy, documentary series where every episode a celebrity goes on a journey to trace his or her family tree.
And we're supposed to be intrigued because they're celebrities, right?
Yeah, but most of the time they're not even that famous.
Aren't like 50-year-old women supposed to be the only one interested in genealogy? Like,
maybe that's the target audience. I mean, they get like, you know, at least 6 million viewers in the UK every week. So.
Really?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, Who Do You Think You Are spawned from a British series? Mm-hmm. Like all, you know, Americans love doing this, by the way.
Yeah.
Love taking good British shows and
making it their own.
Yep.
Yes. Can't have the original.
No, absolutely not. We can't come up with a concept of our own. Let's just take it from the British. But so Who Do You Think You Are started in the UK. The British series started in 2004 and I believe it's still running today.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had some really famous people on there and some people that we don't have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
Could be really big in the UK. We just don't know.
Was Cheryl Cole on by any chance?
No. I would love to. You see, if they had done more pop stars on Who Do You Think You Are, I would watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to know about Cheryl Cole's great-grandmother.
We want to know SEB's entire history.
If you can't get the really famous British pop stars, get the lesser ones in the girl group. Sure, Kimberly Walsh would do it.
Who is that?
She's from Girls Aloud as well.
Okay.
But, you know, the most famous Brits that I could see on the list is, who are they? There's Nigella Lawson, you know, the celebrity chef.
Yeah.
David Tennant.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Irons, who is, I'm sure he's a famous actor, but I only know. I'm sure he's a famous actor, Jade.
I can't wait to hear where this is going.
I only know him for being the voice of Scar in Lion King.
That is his most famous role. Why worry about anything else?
I don't know Jeremy Irons for doing anything else. He was the voice of Scar. That was an integral part of my childhood.
Yeah, okay.
But, Jay, did you know we also had an Australian version of Who Do You Think You Are?
It would have been on, like, what, ABC, SBS?
SBS, yeah.
Yeah.
So, had an Australian version with Australian celebrities. Now, this gets even better because there's only, like, three people I could recognise on the list. There's Kate Sobrano.
Yeah.
And we know Kate Sobrano because she, you know, she's pretty big on the local scene. Mm-hmm. Don't remember the last big thing she did, but she... You know,
wasn't she selling underwear not too long ago?
Yeah, she was selling underwear. She is a famous singer, by the way, for those of you listening outside of Australia and have no understanding of how big Kate Sobrano is. She performed at our work Christmas party last year.
Really?
Yep. And I was like, girlfriend, I know an album's about to drop because that's why you're doing this, right?
You're serious.
No. I think she was just, you know, got to pay the bills. So
she was in the area.
She
popped in.
You know, she was dining next door. And
did she take any calls while she was in?
Yeah, because when us call center bitches go for, you know, an annual dinner, we take calls too. Nice, Jade. But other people, you see, I would have liked to see this, right? Kathy Freeman was on.
Yeah.
So Kathy Freeman was on the Australian version and I would have loved to seen her, to have seen her episode. Sigrid Thornton was also on.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that got both of, you know, you and I talking, the one that caught our attention was the American series, which only just started very, very recently this year. So this year, Lisa Kudrow, which we all know from Friends, she picked up the series. So she's executive producer, right?
Yep.
And she decided to do this, you know, the American version of it. And she had Sarah Jessica Parker and then her husband, Matthew Broderick, on there. Lisa Kudrow herself also was in, you know, was featured in an episode.
Yep.
And, you know, they had other randoms like, you know, Spike Lee and Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
But, yeah, do you think it could work? Like, if they maybe pitched it to a younger audience, do you think, like, people our age or people in our demographic would lap it up, Jade?
Well, I mean, I'd be curious about my own history because, you know, I don't know anything about myself. Yeah. But I don't know that someone's going to – I wouldn't – I'm not necessarily worried about who Sarah Jessica Parker is related to. That's not of interest to me.
Do you know why I would watch it?
Yeah.
And this is judging from the promos I've seen on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Most of them look like they're not wearing makeup. That is the thrill for me.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker, the horse herself. Oh, naturel. Hello. I would pay to watch that.
Yeah.
You know? And like Lisa Kudrow.
Is that like a rule of the show that there's no makeup? Or?
I don't know. I think it helps you identify, maybe.
Do they have to rough it like their ancestors?
That's mean, Jade, because some of them have had really interesting, you know, family trees. Like Lisa Kudrow, apparently she... But with, you know, through doing the show, she actually caught up with a long lost relative who had actually survived the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some very dark themes here. They're very emotional. And I think a lot of it was kind of filmed in, you know, these celebrities' houses, their family members. So I guess you don't want to look too prim and too, you know, made up. You want to look relatable.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the idea behind it all. But look, in any case, I don't think I would be watching it very much further. Mm. I try to watch a bit of it. Like, I try to watch an old episode on YouTube yesterday with some British celebrity. I had no idea who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he was Jeremy Clarkson, who does Top Gear.
Oh, okay.
I'm Cricket sounds to you as well?
I've heard of Top Gear, but I'm not into it.
Yeah, you know, I hear Top Gear, I hear his name. Tumbleweed goes across my head. So it meant nothing to me, really. So.
Yeah.
So obviously we hope the series takes off in America and it'll be interesting to see what else happens.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Different Strokes and Joy 94.9. Oh, we are about to get on the phone,
mm-hmm.
aren't we?
Yeah.
Who have we got next?
It's Conference Call Mania. We're going to be talking to Rin and Sophie from Rofi Does.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you know it. Like, it's my favourite thing in the world to do is actually to nerd out over a TV show. And our guests tonight have me beaten, like, times 1 million.
But so they're major TV nerds.
They are major, major TV nerds. tonight we have the pleasure of having on the phone Rin and Sophie from Rofi Does. Welcome to Different Strokes, Rin and Sophie.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, I thought I'd let you guys know that we've actually had a series of texts come in. Like, this is unprecedented, with questions for you guys. So everyone is very, very happy. There's so many questions. I don't even know how we're going to get through them all.
Oh, my God. You're joking.
It's quite crazy.
You've got fans from all over the world, as one email heading says.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dear.
And there's exclamation points everywhere. There's shouts. It's crazy.
This is crazier than the time Justin Bieber came to Sydney.
Yes, it might even beat Beatlemania.
They're actually all from me.
But we will start off with our pre-selected questions because, you know, we are the radio presenters. And
way to go on an ego trip.
I know, I couldn't help it. So what I thought I'd start with is I want you each to describe each other. So, Rin, first off, I want you to describe Sophie.
She's basically a dinosaur who is technophobe. I have to teach her everything she knows. No, she's an awesome girl. Very funny. She does most of the really funny stuff in our recaps.
Yeah.
Well, that's completely untrue.
Rin just has to stick up for me because everyone thinks that Rin's the funny one.
Yeah.
He's always coming out, you know.
I always have that problem with Dave. Everyone thinks that Dave's the funny one and I'm just, like, the boring one.
God damn it. Tribute.
So, Sophie, describe Rin.
Rin is basically just a small girl.
Yes.
I'm her dinosaur. And, yeah, she's just a really fantastic person. She's someone that is very motivating, and, you know, sometimes she does it by heckling me and, you know, constant messages, and she's the one that got me into Skins and got me to get involved with the blog, so, yeah.
True.
Now, we're, for the Different Strokes people who are sitting there tonight and don't really know what Rofi Does is, tell us a bit about what it is. Describe it.
It's really just us, as you said, nerding out about TV, and having a good time making silly things and handing out free lols to anyone on the internet. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not really much thought put into it beyond that. It's just us being us and, yeah, loving Skins at the moment.
Sell us the propaganda story. How did you guys meet? Like, we often tell the Different Strokes propaganda story. What's yours?
Rin, do you want to take this one?
It's... Well, funny enough, it happened over a TV show.
Yeah.
We were huge Buffy fans, actually, and we sort of met over the internet, so we don't actually live in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we just bonded over Buffy, but it was really House that got us together, and, yeah.
Yeah, we were extremely hardcore House and Cameron shippers. Not happy about the show at the moment.
No, nah,
yeah.
We don't watch it anymore.
We shun it. But yeah, and then we met up a couple of times, and yeah, I think our big bonding experience was seeing Tegan and Sarah together for the first time, which was really exciting. And yeah, we wish we could meet up more often, but yeah, I'm over in the hole on the other side of Australia, so.
WA is a beautiful place.
Yeah. Well, you know, not much happens here, except like one half of Rofi. That's basically all that happens.
I think what we might do now is we'll open it up to the thousands of people who have emailed us in with questions.
I've been scrolling for the last 5 minutes to the bottom of the list. So.
The first one we have is from someone called Rachel who says, it would give me deepest satisfaction if you could get the Rofi girls to express their opinions on jean shorts.
Well, I want to say something about jean shorts, right? When I was growing up, my mother was extremely conservative, so I was always dressed in, you know, little puffy outfits and, you know, skirts and everything, and I always looked in envy at all the girls wearing jean shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since I've started watching Skins and I saw what happened with Sophia, my namesake, if you will,
yeah,
I've just decided that jean shorts are not the way to go, and my mother was always right, and I will never, ever wear them. So that's my story. Rin, got a story about jean shorts?
I've actually got a pair, but something I've been keeping to myself.
Aww.
But no, I don't think anyone should ever wear them, especially what happened after Skins.
Yeah. It wasn't the MDMA.
Okay, so we've had Angie has written in and said she's got a series of questions. She says, can you ask Rofi one or all of the following? So we'll start with the first one, which is, why is episode 306 recap going to be a week late?
You've got some devoted fans.
Rin started making screen caps, and we usually have around 300.
Yeah.
And it's gone to 763. So that's why we're having a hard time, because there's a lot to talk about.
Now, I'll explain for people who don't follow Rofi what's happening. So 306 is probably a pivotal episode in terms of Skins, because there's a lesbian couple, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Dave has never watched Skins.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, you see, aww. Yeah, they pity me now.
Yeah. It's okay. He watches Desperate Housewives.
That's not good enough.
I'm just not as highbrow as you, Jade.
So basically, this is a pivotal episode, and so when they're doing the capping, there you go. That's your answer. There's too many caps. Will Effie ever be the gayest is also one of Angie's questions.
Ooh, Effie would like to know that too.
She can try, but... I don't think so.
I'm not with Naomi around. It's just impossible. Never going to hit that gay high note. It's just not going to happen.
Now, this next question from Angie is actually in reference to one of my favourite posts on your website. She's basically asking you guys to define salad.
Oh. I think this one should go to me because Rin clearly has no idea.
It was our salad.
She just whacks some bacon and eggs on a plate and then pours a bit of corn over it and she calls it a salad. That's what happens. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, she'll defend it till the day she dies, but...
It had greens in it, okay?
It did not have... It had avocado. Avocado had greens. Good God, it needs to be leafy greens.
There you go, salad defined according to Rofi.
Which has been your favourite recap so far?
Mine would be 408. I think the finale from season 4.
That was pretty fun, but I did enjoy also, was it 406? I enjoyed ripping on JJ.
Ripping.
I really did. The ukuleles, it was just a great time. So I think 406 holds a special place in my heart.
Okay, so we've now got some fan mail for you. that says, tell Rin that LOD and Nomaly fans love her, and tell Sophie she's a freffy god.
Aww.
She said, it's 3:30 a.m. and I'm up just to listen to Rofi.
Oh, I like sticking up for the freffies because, you know, they are pretty much the sad little beleaguered corner of the fandom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think freffy is pretty gold. After season 4, I think it really came into its own, so loving the freffy.
So one of the people that you actually mentioned on your website, girls, was Heather... What's her name?
Heather Hogan.
Heather Ann Hogan.
Heather Ann Hogan.
Yeah.
Enlighten me.
It's okay. Dave is a gay man. He doesn't know any of this stuff.
I'm trying to be educated here. So, girls, tell me, who is Heather Ann Hogan?
She's the reason why Rofi does exist, basically.
Wow. Okay.
So she created you?
She did create us.
Yeah.
Well, Rofi existed for a long time, but we were just sort of, as we say on the site, aimlessly wandering the lands.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one who... She is an incredibly sweet person. She commented on one of our recaps and just kind of gave us the confidence to do more with it. And, yeah, so we love Heather, and she's incredibly smart, and you should all be reading her recaps at afterellen.com.
That's actually where I found her.
Yeah.
There was something that I am really interested to know, which is one of the things that I love the most about your recaps is that you are creating all of these subplots that don't really exist in the show. And then I find myself more interested in waiting to see what happens in that storyline than what actually happens on the show. How much of that is planned and how much of it is just pure, you know, it just happens?
It just happens.
Yeah. All of it just happens.
that's Rofi on Yahoo just chatting and all of these things start happening and then I'm saying, no, add that to the macro, and she's saying, make this macro and do this, and yeah, it all just happens. And yeah, we've got these whole storylines. Sometimes it's hard for me to differentiate between, you know, depressed, suicidal Effie because she's afraid of love and depressed, suicidal Effie because she wants to be the gayest. It's just really difficult.
So what made you go for Skins? What was it that made you decide to do recaps of Skins of
all
shows?
Rin did, so she should talk about that.
Yeah.
I forced Sophie to watch it because I really connected with the show and these pretty girls kissing on it, so
it wasn't just the pretty girls kissing, it was deeper than that.
No,
the thing I'd say about Skins is that, like, you know, it's not that it's a gay relationship, it's a really good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really well portrayed. So, and we enjoy all the aspects of the show. I'm a big Gen 1 person myself.
Oh, yes, I was really devastated after the end of Gen 1.
Yeah, I thought I could never love again Gen 1. And then was like, no, keep going, there are the pretty girls kissing.
That's exactly the same conversation I had with one of my friends.
Yeah, but it worked out great because, you know, I've got... a huge attachment to Gen 2 as well, and yeah. I'm actually quite interested in Gen 3, so...
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. If you want to catch up with Rin and Sophie and their recaps, you can go to rofidoes.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rin. Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks so much. Bye.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Yes, that was a wonderful chat with the girls from Rofi Does. Coming up next, Jade, you're going to review an album.
Yes, I'm going to review Foal's album.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard.
I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you know how we keep having these conversations about how our music styles are starting to urge to merge? It's like very lesbian of us. But like that we're kind of, as the show's going over time, there's a lot more similarities between the music that we like.
And usually, now I just want to set this on record.
Yeah.
Usually it's me leaning towards Jade's style of music.
Oh, yeah. I'm not playing Cher or Cole. There's none of that happening.
Jade will never be caught playing Cher or Madonna.
No.
Well, I wouldn't play Cher either.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
It's very rare that you even play Madonna.
I know. I don't know what's gotten into me tonight. I might as well be wearing jean shorts.
This week I was listening to Foals, who are a British band. They just brought out their second album. It's called Total Life Forever.
And you think that there might be an urge to merge?
No,
here?
I don't think there is an urge to merge. I think that this is like a pure example of, this is like pure indie style music. You would never, ever be into this style of music because there's like 5 and 7 minute songs and then there's like these little 30 second songs.
Oh, okay. Because, Jade, that sounded to me like a challenge.
No.
Like, Dave, you could never get into this.
Okay, it's a challenge.
Well, I'm curious to hear about Foals' album now, because you've set this up like, oh, Dave, this is where you fear to thread, you know, you would never, ever go there.
Well, because I think, like, part of this urge to merge, though, is that I feel like, you know, there's been a change in the music industry as well as a change in our tastes over the course of the time we've been doing the show, because I think, you know, there's more indie artists who are mainstream now, and, you know, pop artists are starting to do a lot more indie stuff as well. So there's kind of, that's created a bit of graying as well. But this album is really, they're not making music for radio play, and that's like, you know, the ultimate in indiness, right?
So what's your attraction with Foals?
Well, Foals, they had an album called Antidotes. It was out about 2-3 years ago, and I really liked it. Again, they're quite challenging in terms of, they're not like, they're easy listening, but they've got like all of these instrumentals and all these weird kind of tracks going on and weird sounds and noises. And then they've got, I really like the tracks. The tracks that I am attracted to are the ones that have vocals on it. But I say that about everything, really. Because, you know, for me, what I like about a song is its lyrics. I'm not particularly into the way it sounds.
But having said that, though, Jade, you have said on many times on this show that you like music to snuggle to.
I do love music to snuggle to.
So do you snuggle to the instrumental tracks?
Well, you can't because it's 30 seconds long.
Oh, so the instrumental
That's
tracks
a quick
are the
snuggle. Yeah, like done by then. Come on,
you barely got your arm around it.
Yeah, go on. I have to, like, you know, work my way up to it.
Conversation over.
Yep.
We're not talking about you snuggling anymore.
Okay, it's giving you one of those gross images.
Yep.
Well, just think about me getting a glamour shot.
Look, once upon a time, before we changed the format of our show, I made Jade wear makeup. In fact, I put makeup on Jade. And this was for a show that we did. Yeah. Remember that last episode before we changed the format of Different Strokes?
Oh, where I was a drag queen.
Yeah, where you had to do drag queen makeup.
Yeah.
And me, of course, like, I don't know.
I wore blonde too, yeah.
Yeah, you wore a blonde wig and I caked makeup on you. And those images are all coming back to me like that bad Celine Dion song. It's just...
I got a lot of compliments about that. People were telling me to go blonde after that. I think that's a bit ridiculous.
People also told you that you should also fake tan, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. but this album, you know, I liked it. I think you're going to kind of have to listen to it 3 or 4 times. I've only listened to it once, I'll be completely honest. But there's like the deluxe edition that has all of these extra tracks on it that are, you know, 30 seconds long. And my picks off the album are a song called Afterglow, a song called Alabaster, which we're going to play, Two Trees, What Remains, Blue Blood, and Miami. And then there's kind of these weird instrumental ones that you might like. One's called Blue Blood, and then there's Blue Blood 2.
Oh, the sequel.
Yes. There's plenty of sequels on this album, Dave. There's like TLF and TLF 2 and 5.
Can I just say, though?
Yes.
An artist who's making these albums and these sequel interludes and musical breakdowns, are you expecting your listeners to listen from start to finish?
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I think in this day and age, you can't expect that off your listeners.
Yeah.
Tracks go on, you know, up for purchase now on their own. People download tracks individually. So,
and I think people, you know, have their MP3s and all of that kind of stuff. And a lot of it is, I very rarely now would listen to a full album. I'm normally shuffle.
I'm shuffling too. So that destroys the so-called narrative that you're trying to embed into the way your album should be listened to. So,
yeah, that's what I mean about this isn't made for, you know, easy consumption. This is made to be sort of consumed and lived and breathed, basically.
Okay, so what I would call like dinner party music, we could just leave it on in the background and maybe this is not so dinner party music.
Okay, yeah, sure. We are running exceptionally over time, so we have to go.
Oh, yeah, quick run, bolt.
Okay, I'm going to bolt right now. I'm not even going to say goodbye, forget it. If you want to catch up with us during the week, you can do so if you go to joy.org.au/different strokes, or you can become a fan of us on Facebook. We are on Twitter also, but we're under ourselves, so you'll have to find us.
Just go to our blog and you can find us.
Go to our blog, you'll find everything.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.